Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Krivic moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ruffing, and towards Crosetti, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Connors settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Hoag goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Yankees. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolf hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lee scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Yankees. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. DiMaggio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazare for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Connors strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Radcliffe trying to get to home. Henrik throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Radcliffe, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruffing for the out. Henrik moves to second. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Appling catches it and throws to second to double up Henrik. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-2 in the game. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Gehrig moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Connors strikes out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henrik for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf juggles the ball. That's an error on Rolf. Sewell moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Sewell scores. Lee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Yankees. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. Lee scores. Hayes moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Yankees, 5. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Appling moves to third. Connors moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-3 in the game. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Connors. Rolfe moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoag hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-7, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 7. The Yankees will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Crosetti bunts towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rolfe for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy scores. It's 9-7, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-7, Yankees. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic scores. Walker moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-8, Yankees. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Connors strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.